Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Let's talk to our next guest. He called me about a half an hour ago. By the way, as we get ready for an Eagles-Packers game, I mean, this one was a lot better than 2010. 2010, the Eagles and Packers played in the postseason and the Birds lost. Yeah. But 2003, technically January of 04, Fred X delivered. I got to hear this. Back in 2003, Freddie Mitchell on 4th and 26.
Here it is. It is 4th and 26. McNabb is back. He's looking. He is firing. And it is caught by Freddie Mitchell. Short of the first. I don't know. Did he get it? Does he have a first down? He does. He does have a first down. He's across midfield, and he's into Packer territory at the 46.
One of the biggest plays in Philadelphia sports history, Fred X right now. Good morning, Freddie.
Man, good morning. Guys, thanks for having me on. I'm so excited about this weekend. This is awesome. I love this.
Freddie, are you the honorary captain this weekend?
Oh, man, dang. That I would love to be.
You know, should be, man. It's 4th and 26.
You know what? Can we start a petition or something like that? trying to get me there. You know, I'd love to be on that field and smell that grass.
Freddie, here's what I want this weekend before the game.
Okay.
You, Donovan, T.O., all three of you together, right there at midfield. John, what are
Freddie,
the chances?
Can you run? Like, do you think you could get out there and perform in your current state?
I could give you 26 yards, or if John Ritchie's speaking, I could give you 24 yards.
Yes!
I trust that you got every. It's 26. It was 26. I saw it. I was on the sideline.
Freddie, was it 20? Was it 25 and a half?
No. This is what I'm going to clear it up. It was 26 yards. They gave me 28.
I agree with
you. Well, they did give you the extra.
Fred,
you know how to run.
He ran the precision route to gain that 26 yards. There's no question.
I love that.
He ran the proper
depth. I remember
it. He would never
cut
that thing
short. And guys, I learned from the best. I talked to him last week on FaceTime, and you're going to appreciate this, Richie. I talked to Chad Lewis.
Wow.
And Chad was
precision.
He's so, you know, on that. And Andy Reid was so on precision and the right, or you were going to get cursed out. So it was just, it was such an amazing play, you know. And I hear a lot of guys in the community, a lot of people in the community talking about the Saquon record and would you want it or would you get it and everything else. You know, me as an old retired player, washed up player, I need that record. Just like I needed the 4th and 26.
I wanted
that
thing badly myself.
Yes.
And I felt like it was such an unfortunate situation that they didn't let him try.
It's so bad. And
it
I'm just like, you know, it really did. And you know what hurts me the most, Richie, is, about 5 years ago, Trey Thomas came up to me and was like, you know, Freddie, you need to talk to McNabb more and everything else. Because you have to understand, you know, 4th and 26 was all of us. Every person on the field, the whole 53-man roster, you know, we live with that play, and it's one of the best plays in Eagles history. And I never thought of it like that. So with Saquon Barkley, I'm like, man, that offensive line, you know, that's just as big of an accomplishment for them than it is anybody.
Right.
And to take that away from them, it just
feels like just because. I really believe had they put that starting offensive line and Saquon out there for a quarter and a half, they get
three
that record.
He could have got it.
Yeah.
And then my whole thing is the week before, I'm like, well, then why didn't you get like 20 more yards the week before if you didn't want to hurt him or 5 yards every other game when you reach 1,500 to say, hey, we're going to go and try to get this record. But we're not going to get it in one hit. We're going to get it 5 yards, 5 more yards, or whatever else. I mean, you're playing football. If you're playing and being scared of getting hurt, what's going to happen, Richie?
Yeah, I know. Everyone is so focused on the get hurt, protect, don't. Everyone's so worried about Jalen.
Hold on.
Getting there's banged
a part,
up.
But Freddie, there's a part
it's
of this
football.
Hold
and
on.
Everyone gets banged.
Freddie, there's a part
they
of
don't
this
get hurt.
There's a part. Well, some do. So Freddie, there's a part of this that hasn't been said in the last 2 minutes. Your 0-3 team, John's 0-3 team, which was the fourth and 26th year. You guys obviously lose the next round after that. You put up a three spot as an offense. And part of that is Brian Westbrook.
Thanks for reminding us that.
Well, my point is Brian Westbrook was hurt. Ian missed the game because at the end of the regular season, not the last game, but near the end of the regular season, he got hurt. So, you know, there is some large wisdom in the Eagles not playing Saquon to try to be at your healthiest in the postseason.
For every story that you have with that, there's another story that backs it up that they didn't get hurt. So it's just like you got it's not really a right answer to that.
No, the right answer is you just can't ever possibly think about the injury.
Exactly.
You focus on the positivity.
But, John, you're talking about a player.
Domination.
You're talking about a player's mentality. Then there are coaches.
Yes. The medical staff, they can worry. The coaches and the players, they want to do this.
Reuben, what did you think the right call was? I mean, you were both a player and a GM overseeing an organization. What did you think they should have done?
Such a tough call. I think they ultimately made the right call. I think they ultimately made the right call because imagine if this guy is not able to play this week. I mean, it would be disastrous for the franchise. They're trying to win a Super Bowl. Yeah. And I think they made the right choice as a player in my mind, in my heart, I would love to have seen this guy, you know, break the record.
We all would have, yeah.
In my mind, as a GM, as a player, I want him to break it. As a GM, you got to sit him.
All right, Freddie, we were just talking about your 03 and 04 and you played with John. What was John Ritchie, the teammate, like 20 years ago?
You know what's interesting, and I was thinking about this before I came on. John, the only thing I can remember with John, because he was the nicest person, like if you like, or if you wasn't having a good day, or if you needed to pick up or whatever else, you would go to two players. You would go to Richie, and then you would go to Sean Landetta. You know, and them guys were just, you know, just someone
Sean
where you could be Landetta.
Me and Sean sitting in the sauna. Me and Sean Landetta,
classic pair.
Yeah,
Landetta. In the sauna, you know.
Wow, that's a lot.
Maybe rein it in a bit with that, Freddie. That did not make the air, just so everyone knows.
Oh, why not? Now, come on, that's Sean. So, but the thing about what Richie is, what I remember with Richie, though, he would always be bleeding from his head, like from hitting so much on the top of his forehead, he would have blood coming out. I'm like, dude, what are you? Like, it's a gladiator sport. And I mean, every time John got in the game, everybody knew what was going on, you know? We're sending in the bruiser. We're sending in the enforcer. And it was an amazing thing, you know? Now looking back at it, it was the best thing having John, especially John coming from the Raiders, you know? Everybody played with John in Techno Bowl. I'm aging you out, John. That was a joke.
Human battering ram.
There you go.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Freddie, speaking of the old days, but bringing it to the new days, are you and Donovan ever going to break bread?
You know, it's. I think eventually we have to. Donovan set with me and Donovan set together. And rest in peace with Trotter's wife passed away. We were at the funeral. And he came and sat by me. And, I mean, it's just, you know, it's a lot of things, you know, because it's like I don't get that career back, you know, with him not throwing me the ball and stuff like that. I can't get that back, you know. And today's society is based on stats. It's not based on, hey, Freddie, you go block this linebacker right here to free Westbrook up, you know, and stuff like that. It's not based on that anymore. So, you know, it kind of hurt me that I couldn't actually – contribute like I really wanted to. So, but I mean, I'm not saying never's never, but you know, right now, you know, I'm pretty content with not talking to him.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, that's.
Rhea, thank the hand. I like Rhea with the quote, thank the hand for being so great. I love you for that, Rhea.
Hello, Freddie. How are you? I love that quote. It's one of my favorites.
I love it.
Freddie, how's your body feel, man? Do you feel good? Do you feel like you could get out there and run around a little bit still?
Now, if I said yes, that means you understand I have CTE because I can't. You know, my first of all, my stomach is so big, and then I get migraines all the time.
Do you really?
It's just Yeah, I get migraines, man. I don't know what it is or whatever. And it's just, I get hit. We got hit. That's what we were supposed to do. And I love, you know what's so weird, John? Do you get this too? Like, you love the violence? Like, you like the physical, like, the hit?
I loved it more than anything before, but I think I got a lot of that beaten out of me, Freddie. Like, really, yeah. I think a lot of it is no longer there. Like, that angst that was in me, it's not there.
Right.
And
I'm glad.
Yeah, I think it helped me as a person. I think it was cathartic.
Right. Hey, don't be using big words on me with me, man.
I think I'm better off having gotten the violence out.
There you go. Hey, Freddie, Eagles going to win on Sunday?
Absolutely. I already booked my ticket to the big dance.
Well, dude, you know, the two times ago at Super Bowl, you know you're on TV during Timberlake's thing, right?
Man, that was the best. That was the best part. It was me, Brian Westbrook, and Dennis Zatlin, and I was the one got caught on TV acting like a damn cheerleader.
We all saw, man. We were watching.
Halftime of Super Bowl.
The world was watching.
Super Bowl 52 halftime, and there's Freddie Mitchell bopping out to Timberlake.
Yeah.
I had pom-poms and everything. That was the greatest thing ever, and I love it. And I want to do it again. I think that this is probably going to be the year where they have the opportunity to be the greatest Eagles team of all time. And
how about that?
It's special, man. It's special. That's why I do want to be an honorary captain.
That's
beautiful. Want to go out there and smell the grass and just get that feeling, maybe shed a tear, you know, because Jay Ritchie, we opened that stadium up.
I know. I remember.
We opened it up.
That was Stallone standing up there with Deuce's number 22, the smoke, the fireworks, all that.
Yes.
Hey, you said you got a huge gut?
Yes.
How much do you weigh?
Dang, John. I think I weigh how much you played at. I think I'm weighing in around 240.
Wow. That's...
Dude, y'all got to...
You're a husky. Husky now. We got to work on that. We got to get that under control.
I eat a lot. If you see on my Instagram, I'm like a foodie. And I show all the great photos of what I'm eating and stuff like that.
That is nice.
Life is good, John.
Yeah.
I love eating.
Me too.
But can we do something?
Yeah, exactly.
Can we do something, John? What do I need to do? Will you work out with me once a week or something?
I will. I certainly will. We can work together. We do need to start working on our health, though. Moving forward, if you're 240, like I know you're outweighing me by 40 pounds at this point.
This just got serious for a moment here.
We can get you fitter and healthier, and I like walking a lot.
Yeah.
You and me, let's get out and walk.
I would do that because, you know, I would like to see my
few inches later.
Just that my
Freddie,
belly, my belly.
Freddie, rein it in, man. Come on, dude. Seriously.
Okay.
That's twice.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, my belly hangs up and I can't do it. And my belly has become a remote control holder. You know, it's just not good.
Yeah. All right. It can be a nice shelf for food sometimes. All right. Fred, stay
John,
well.
Let's go walking. Where are we walking? Don't just say it and then we're not going to walk. Can we walk?
We got to walk down on the water, you and me. We'll figure it out.
Can this be documented like a former
Eagles
player?
And, you know, the camera walks
club?
Too.
I do
Supposedly,
walk.
Supposedly, the camera walks.
You can walk right by my place where Stallone ran in Rocky 2. I think it was Rocky 2.
Are we on Kelly Drive?
No, I'm over by the river, Delaware River.
Okay,
let's walk along the water.
Yeah, we'll take a stroll. Okay. We'll throw it on Instagram.
So cute.
Okay.
All right, Freddie,
I love it.
Stay well, man. Always good hearing from you. And again, we think of you with the, you know, obviously the Eagles and the Packers this weekend and what you did all those years ago. Fred, stay well, buddy.
Guys, thanks for putting up with my craziness and everything else. And if you can keep that honorary captain thing going, because I would love to bring my little son. I would like to bring my son down on the field. He hasn't been on the field. I'd like to bring my Freddie the Third down on the field so he can see greatness happening, you know?
You got it. All right, Fred, stay well, buddy. We'll talk, man.
Thanks, Freddie.
All right. Love you guys.
You got it, bud. There he is, Fred X, entertaining. Yeah. As always. Seltzer, you're getting a little fired up back there.
This is the first time I've had to dump a guest twice. I'm just throwing that out there. Two times. Not once. Two times. Dumping a
Not
guest.
Not one time, two times.
That's kind of Freddie's style. I mean,
I know it is. I know it is.
What Freddie brings to the table. It brings, you know, a lot of stuff to the
More
table.
More fun for the host than the producer, I'll say that.
Hopefully the audience enjoyed it. All right.